I saw something on Facebook yesterday, and this, I've heard of creepy stuff. I've seen a lot of creepy things, but this is maybe near the top of the list, okay, yeah. On what one of my friends posted on Facebook. It's a female. She goes, so creeped out, a guy I went to high school with decided to make a fake profile using my pictures and all of my information and write love letters to himself from me on his page.
Like
how creepy
wall?
Is that? Yeah. No, he used her pictures, made his own, like, account.
Yeah, but it was, like, writing on his own wall. People
yes,
thought it was her.
Exactly.
That is, what?
How weird is that? Writing love letters to himself.
How did she find out about it?
A friend alerted her to it about what had happened. And now, you know, obviously, she got him blocked and all that stuff. But I saw that. I'm like, I can't honestly really. The stuff ladies have to experience just kind of blows my mind sometimes.
Who goes to that kind of effort?
Whether it's at the gym, the mall, the, you know.
The gym is a creepy place.
The bars, the clubs, I mean, whatever. But I read that, and I'm just like, this is maybe one of the creepiest things. I mean, that is going to another level, thank you, Rachel, of creepiness. Yeah. Making a profile account of somebody else's and sending love letters to yourself.
That is a whole new level. Because, like, I already, you know, normally, like, my place where I get creeped out is the gym. Like, I don't go to, like, the weights area. Like, I stick to the cardio room, and I'll do, like, spin classes and stuff like that. Because guys, no offense, guys, but you're kind of creepy sometimes, okay? And even in the spin class, like, I'm, like, trying to get all the way to the other wall because there's always, like, a glass wall separating you from the area where the normal people are walking by.
Right.
And dudes will, like, stop right by the window and, like, look. They'll be like, like, you just see them hanging out. And I'm just like, I'm
they
just
don't
trying
make
to
that
spin
breath,
here.
Do
and
they?
I'm like, I'm trying to go faster, but I'm not going anywhere. Like, it's just, you just need to stop, guys. Just stop it.
Good morning. When did you have a creepy experience?
I had this experience once that I was out in Utah, and this old man came up, and he asked me if I wanted to be spontaneous with him.
What did he mean by spontaneous?
He asked me to go back to his apartment and everything.
And what did you say?
How old was this guy?
I just want to know if they hooked up, Rachel.
Hold on, I'm gonna get the details first.
He was probably like mid. I would probably say almost. He was probably like 50. I just told him I didn't want to go with him. I was like, I'm fine, thank you. I don't like to be that way.
I have said this so much on the radio, but I'm telling you, once you hit 50, they do not care.
No, I mean, I'm just gonna throw it out there. They're like, I'm on the other half of my life, so I mean, might as well take YOLO.
Like YOLO, butt naked at the gym. Right. They're asking 20-somethings
exactly.
to hook up. They do not care. We appreciate the call, all right?
All right, thank you.
You're right. There's all sorts of creepers at the gym.
I'm telling you.
239-1009. When did you have a creeper in your life? It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.